Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Hello, and welcome to the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. How are you this evening? Michelle, I am so excited that we have Michelle Butcher-Jones, although she and I spell our names differently. She's the 1L, I'm the 2L variety, and I always used to tease my friend. I had a friend in college, I used to say, it's such a shame your mother didn't know how to spell. That's the way it goes.
My middle name is also Lynn with one N. My mother did not believe in double letters.
Your mother's a minimalist, that's okay. I feel like I've known you forever. It hasn't actually been forever. It's been just a few years, but there are some people that you just meet and feel like, didn't we like grow up together? Because I swear we could just like, boom, we could not talk for months. And then we just kind of get in the same room and laugh until our sides hurt sometimes. And that's you with me. I just love spending time with you. So Michelle, you and I was saying before we actually got on the recording here today that I actually didn't remember meeting you for the first time, which I'm always embarrassed when I tell somebody that, but it's actually not embarrassing because it's because I feel like I've just known you forever. And so we started going through like, was it this camp or that camp? And I said, well, I was at St. Louis last year and you were one of the organizers for WordCamp St. Louis last year. And you said, actually, weren't you in Montreal? So you and I actually, I think for the first time physically, like face to face met at WordCamp Montreal in 2017, which was my first time there.
So. Yes, and that is actually one of my favorite camps, and I'm very sad that I won't be at this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to go this year, so I'll be up there in just, I think, 3 weeks or whatever. That's coming up. It's coming up fast. Coming up fast. But even though that's sooner than WordCamp US, I feel like we are, like, working so fast and hard and furious, and WordCamp US is going to be here before too long, too. And we're going to talk about that in a little while, about how we're both working together on that amazing project together. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I work for Thrive Ideas, which is a full stack agency out of Arlington, Texas. My job is to help with Peter and Zarello to run our web support team. We do mostly WordPress sites, but there again, we also have some static PHP HTML sites, some that are built on ASP.NET, some that are Joomla and Drupal and all the other kinds of flavors. And we work with the clients to make sure their sites are running well, if they have questions or updates, and to ensure that everyone's needs are being met.
That's great. So you get to do a kind of a little bit of everything, it sounds like.
Yes. No 2 days are the same at all, because we can have some come in that just need site updates with the plugins and themes. Some days we have hacked websites from others' hostings. Some days it's, I need to build a new page. It's always something new every day.
Well, when you started going down the list of all the different things, I was like, they're the 31 flavors of websites.
Yes, because we also do, we build and maintain websites, but we also do SEO, PPC, social media, and now getting into Amazon SEO as well.
Well, there you go. So that's a lot of stuff for sure. And would you like sprinkles on that? Maybe a cherry on the top.
That's awesome. So we're definitely like Baskin Robbins when it comes to everything that we do.
For sure, for sure. Well, we're going to talk about what you do a little bit later, but first we're going to go through a couple of questions. I want to see your mug. So what mug did you bring to show us?
I brought the W and the WordCamp Montreal's speaker swag from 2017. And the bottom of it is actually, I don't know where my chalk is now, but you would be able to write on it with chalk. And my daughter loves to take off with this mug when she makes her tea. But luckily, I was able to grab it today.
I have a similar mug, of course, because that's where we met. I have discovered that if you break the brick just right, you can fit an entire ramen noodle in there.
Well, now that is interesting.
Perfectly cover it with hot water. You know, like a minute later, you've got dinner. And that just tells you how often I sometimes stay and work a little late.
Yes.
ramen in the drawer because it keeps forever, and there you go. But that mug was is a perfect little soup bowl for ramen noodles. So what are you drinking in your mug today?
I am actually drinking a Teavana tea that is one of their hibiscus flavors. Not really a coffee drinker, but I do love my different types of teas.
See, coffee talk isn't really about coffee. Coffee talk, I joke about the coffee aspect of it all the time. It's just about like when you get together with your friends to have a cup of whatever. Some people are like, oh, I can't be on your show. I don't like coffee. I'm like, have you been to Starbucks? They serve more than just coffee. So it's all good. But I am drinking coffee today. So I will show you my mug.
It's Piglet.
Yeah, I think it says time for a little something. And on the other side, we have Pooh. It's
Pooh.
And my daughter gave me this mug. I want to say, gosh, she's 27 now, so it must have been about 20 years ago, because I remember my mom took her to the Disney store, and they picked it out for me. It was either Christmas or Mother's Day. She doesn't listen to the podcast, because, you know, I do boring stuff according to her. But if she did, she would be the first person to write in and correct me on it. But she doesn't listen, so I'm just going to pick one and say it was Christmas. And that's what I got. And I'm actually drinking caffeinated coffee at almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is dangerous, I know, but I have a lot still to do today. So
living on the wild side.
I may still be awake at midnight and then why did I do it? But that's what I got. I've got coffee with it's a breakfast blend with some cream sugar and a little bit of vanilla flavor. So.
Yes, my favorite creamer for coffee when I do drink it is the non-alcoholic Bailey's. Mm. However, 2 years ago, I got diagnosed with being allergic to dairy, and not just the lactose, but just full-on dairy. So I'm not able to drink it anymore. But it is tasty.
Well, you could just have whiskey. I see the dog coming down the stairs.
It'll be in a couple more hours.
You know, it's like I was telling you before, you were telling me about another mug, and I want to out you, but feel free to talk about the other mug. But I did a recording on Monday that will be out by the time yours comes out, because it was just a little bit before, with Matt Cromwell, and I used my Give mug, and I had it filled with white wine. So you can put anything in your mug you want.
It's one of my favorite ones. It was actually a Christmas gift from Michelle Bluma that says, this might be tequila.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. All right. So moving on a little bit from the mugs and the coffee, feel free to sip as often as you need to. But tell us, how did you get started with WordPress? I know we all have different WordPress stories and I want to hear yours.
Well, that's a fun one. A friend of mine in town was working for SIU, Southern Illinois University, and he was writing a little plugin at the time called BetterWP Security. And I was actually intrigued on starting a blog that was more centered, at that time I was a preschool teacher, on tips and tricks and funny stories of being a preschool teacher. And so I went to Chris Wigman and was like, hey, I've got this idea for a blog. And he was like, I'm going to more teach you on how to use the WordPress as we build. So if ever you decide to do more of it, you can do it on your own. And the more I learned, the more I got really intrigued in it. And as his plugin grew and was learning more about code, because at that time he would send me snippets of code and go, what does this do? And that was how I learned how to read code. Hmm. And after a while doing that, I decided to do a little bit of freelance on my own and then went to work for WP Security a lot, cleaning hacked websites. And that's where I got into the WordPress security. And after some while there, I went to work for a couple of agencies, and I've worked for a few different plugin companies, one of them actually being Give, when Matt needed some help just from branching out from just him doing the support. And then I've landed a year and a half ago at Thrive and absolutely loving it there.
Yeah, I have seen your name on a few documents here and there. It reminds me how well connected everybody is in this community.
Yeah, for anyone who actually works there, if you type in Blame Cromwell into the Slack channel, it comes back up as, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's a...
No, don't blame Cromwell. It's not his fault.
Can't blame Cromwell for anything. And that was actually put on there because of me.
Well, I always wondered where that came from. We've used that once or twice a week, maybe. No. quite that often.
Anytime anything would break, I'd always blame him.
That's awesome. Well, now I know where that came from. That's fun. One of the things I love about WordPress is, like, I've seen you. You and I are friends. I'm friends with other people in the WordPress community. And, like, on whether it's on Facebook, and I know that Chris Wigman's not on Facebook anymore. But when he was, and, of course, Michelle Bluma, like, if you guys talk to each other, post on each other's pages, it shows up on my timeline as well. And it's all, like, we're not just family. We're, like, brothers and sisters slinging hash at the table. Like, watch these peas come flying your way. Because it's hysterical, the stuff that we do. And one of my favorite things that you and I did, and I don't remember which WordCamp it was, which WordCamp at US it was, we took a picture of you and I. And because you spell it one way, I spell it another way, and Michelle Bluma spells it a third way. And so we were like, look, it's Michelle, but no Michelle.
Yes.
So that was fun. But yeah, watching all the little shenanigans that we do in the ways that we keep ourselves entertained is fun.
Yeah, with the most shenanigans for me is between Chris Wigman and then Jeff Chandler and Jeff Mattson. I've joked around, I've called them my WordPress brothers because they are all the time picking on me, and I, of course, return battle with them.
And to hear them talk, though, they have such high regard for you, and that's why they can pick on you, because everybody's so well attuned with one another and has such great admiration, which is a good thing, too. But it's still just a ton of fun. So, especially in your job, you see a lot of websites with issues, without issues. You see websites being designed by your team, but also by other people. So, like, in that 31 flavors and everything, as you look at different websites, what are some things that you think are missing? Things that people forget to include or focus on that would make them stronger sites? And I know you did this when I told you this question earlier, so I can't wait for this answer.
The biggest one, honestly, is security. It's not really thought about until something bad happens. And it's so much cheaper, so much easier to have a site built with security in mind, to be built with automatic backups happening, to teach the client that the sites do need updates and maintenance done to them to keep them secure. So I've had so many customers come and be like, well, I haven't checked on my site in a year and I don't know why, but I've got a million different torrent files in my server. And I am a big advocate for clients to be taught the basics of WordPress. Looking at the front end of sites, the biggest things that need to happen is the site is not really technically built for the client. It's built for the viewers, the readers of the clients. And just because you might think that the site will be great, as in with red and yellow backgrounds, doesn't mean that it's going to get you a return with clients visiting and staying on the site.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I think a lot of people think that they need to design for what they think is right, as opposed to really considering the audience, the site audience. So I agree with that 100%. And the security thing, even with security on it, you can still have issues, right? So there's obvious things can happen. I call one this one Patient Zero. He was just hosted on my site, friend of mine, own site, never did an update. And I had 13 sites hosted in that same area. I learned so many things not to do that day and the next day and for about a week, because it took forever to clean it all up. So yeah.
Yes. Especially if you are on a share type hosting, one person's lack of updating can hurt many sites.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, even after I cleaned it up, do you know where the culprit was sitting? In that stupid CGI bin that we don't even need.
Yes.
So I learned a lot that day. I'm just going to leave it right there.
It only takes one time.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. It's like getting sued once. You'll never do, but you did that one time. It's almost more painful. So when you think back to when you started in WordPress, what's something that you wish you'd known then that you'd learned along the way?
The biggest thing would be to stop being afraid of learning some things. Like when I first got into it, I was really apprehensive with local developments, with coding, with taking those next steps. And now looking back, I should have just sucked it up and went for it. in the beginning.
Yep, I understand that. I understand that a lot. I've been saying for about 4 years that the next thing I'm going to learn is PHP. It's still the next thing I'm going to learn because I haven't got there yet. It's not a fear as much as prioritization, but it is one of those things where it's like you want to have your head down in it. You really want to learn it. And so there is a little apprehension when you start to dive into some of those things. So, yeah, no, that's really good advice. I appreciate that a lot. Now, I don't know how many WordCamps you've been to. I know you've been to WordCamps, you've organized WordCamps, you've spoken at WordCamps. When you think back over all of that mass of learning and people and everything, is there a moment or two that kind of rises above to something that was either inspirational, something you learned, somebody you met? You're smiling, so I know there's got to be. Lay it on me.
There was one. I had Chris Wigman and Brandon Kraft try to teach me local development, and I just could not get it at all. And I was at WordCamp San Diego 2015, and Mark was doing a thing on desktop server, and I don't know how or why, just the way he taught it, everything went click for me that day. And yeah, you know, especially with, you know, trying to learn from Chris and trying to learn from Kraft, both of them are just uber intelligent, but for some reason it just went click with me, but Mark got it.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That was me with learning how to drive a standard transmission or
The stick.
My mother, no way. She was so frustrated. She's like, get out of the car. I'm driving home. And that night my stepdad came home and by the, like within an hour I was driving and she's like still mad about it. All these And it's not about that one person is a better teacher than the other. It's just about how we click and how suddenly one day it just all kind of comes into place. But I love that. I love that, that little aha moment that happened for you and now you have even more at your fingertips. That's pretty cool. So tell us, you know, a minute, just give me a couple minutes about what you do at Thrive. What do you enjoy about it? Tell us about your team, that kind of thing. And then we're going to move from there into talking a little bit about WordCamp US.
My too long didn't read title is Herder of the Cats, pretty much. I make sure we've got a team of, let's see, five full-time devs and two part-time devs. And then there's Peter, and we've got another support specialist, Kim, and myself, who keep the support team running. We don't do any major builds. That's with another team, the build team. But anything that comes in that is past launch of a site, we take care of. And it can be anywhere from adding Google Analytics code to clean a hacked website to building a new page to building a new plugin for a feature they're wanting to do on their site. We do build sites, but there again, we get a lot of inherited sites in as well. And then we have to try to go through a lot of those scenes and figure out how and why it's running like it is, or if we need to redo things to make it better. My days are mostly spent answering emails from clients and other coworkers, making sure that our devs have everything they need to get their tasks done and everything is moving smoothly. And then I also am a part, I'm the community liaison for when it comes to going to WordCamps and talking with different hosting companies, different plugin companies, keeping those relationships going. And then I also work with security and processes for the Thrive team.
You really do have your fingers in a lot of different pies in the company there. That's pretty awesome.
Yes, it's never a quiet day.
When you talk about inheriting sites that are already built, do you remember like ever as a kid going into the jewelry drawer and pulling out what you thought was one necklace and like seven necklaces are all in one?
Yes.
you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, yes. We've got a couple of those type sites.
I've inherited sites before where I'm like, oh, it's a WordPress site. No problem. And then I'm like, oh, they coded their own theme and none of the code is commented and it's like spaghetti. And how do I even know? It's worse than spaghetti. Spaghetti I can pull apart. This is the necklace situation that you have to go with little tiny tweezers.
We have a couple of themes that are on sites that I cannot stay in the files longer than about 5 or 10 minutes before I start getting headaches because I can't figure out how things work because nothing is coded and it's all just jumbled.
Did you see Chernobyl yet? The TV show Chernobyl on HBO. They couldn't stay in the certain places that had a lot of radiation for the same reason. Yes. I can't look at that code. I'm gonna have radiation poisoning.
Yeah, like one of my devs will laugh at me for any time one certain site comes in because I'm like, no, you're looking at it. So I do.
You're not it.
On top of with everything else, I do a lot of junior dev tasks as well when our regular devs are backed up. So right. I'll do some of the little stuff. And there's a couple of them I'm like, no.
You know that old game, no nose goes? I touched mine first. That's funny. Well, one of the projects that I am so excited about that I'm working on the first time this year, of course, I've organized work camps before. I've been on the team in Buffalo and Rochester, whatever, but this is my first year as a WordCamp US organizer. It's not your first year, is that correct?
No, this is my third year.
I thought you were pretty veteran at it. So tell us a little bit about your experiences working on the US team.
The 2017 team, I was lead speaker organizer. So unfortunately, but unfortunately, I got to be the one that sent out a whole bunch of acceptance and denial emails for speakers that year. And I have to say, sending rejection letters at that level when there's just hundreds of them that you send out is a very emotional experience.
I'm sure.
And then 2018, I was kind of throttled between the speakers team and the communications team. This year, I'm straddled again between the communications team and assisting Sandy with kids camps. Her and I have been working together when it comes to the kids camps and actually getting it started big since, about 2017, 2018. I was the one who started the Twitter and got the Slack going before WordCamp Central finally jumped in and helped out, which has just created a complete boom in it. And it's so awesome that Sandy is spearheading that and I'm assisting and helping and throwing in my 2 cents wherever I can for it.
That's awesome. It's been fun to be part of that whole organization. And I know that this is the first year that we have over 50 organizers. In the past, you were what I would call a bootstrap community. So like, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, there was for 17 and 18, there was only maybe about 20 of us, about 3 people per team. So we did do a lot of kind of straddling different teams and helping out where it's needed. Like for 2018, I helped getting Andrea Bishop going with the speakers and then jumped in with comms, especially during the camps of the live tweeting and things of that nature. And watching WordCamp Europe and how they just had a big team and things seemed to flow a lot easier because you had more hands for more man hours or people hours. Mm-hmm. And it makes a big difference where, like, I'm seeing more like this year of the, oh, everything's already taken care of. I can sit back until next week instead of the, oh, we've got 73 things that we've got to do like right now.
Exactly. And what's really cool too is the inter workings between the teams and how easy it is to say to somebody on a different team, hey, could I use a set of eyes on this? I'd love your feedback. Or can somebody on the comms team help us write this? Or, you know, hey, I need somebody on the design team to help me come up with that. And it's not a yours and mine. It's a, hey, let's all hands on deck. We have our, you know, our lanes, so to speak, but we're not afraid to help each other out and pull in and out of those different lanes to be able to help. And it's just been an awesome, awesome experience to watch and to be part of.
Yes, I really enjoy it. To be honest, before they announced of WordCamp St. Louis getting the bid for U.S. I was actually considering stepping back, letting new people come in, but St. Louis is my home camp. So I was like, yeah, I got to stay a couple more years.
I'm going to wait to back out of that one. That's awesome. I'm so excited about it. What are you looking forward to? What are two or three things you're most looking forward to at camp this year?
I am really looking forward to the kids' camp. We really talked about doing it in 2017 and 2018 down in Nashville, but there was just no space for it. Randy and I really, really tried to do it, and just there was no space. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited that for that to come to fruition this year. And I'm actually excited that possibly my daughter might be on one of the youth panels. She's 15 now, and she's been around word camps for, gosh, the past 4 years now. She's been going to some of them. And while she's not completely technical like her dad and I, she's more of the bang on the computer until it works type of person. She does like more of the design and the creativity when it comes to WordPress.
That's wonderful. I'm excited about that too. I'm also excited about the fact that the venue is a little more compact. So for people like me who have some ADA issues, it's going to be easier to kind of go in and out of different areas and see what's going on. So I'll be able to see what's happening with the kids' camp, and I'll be able to go back into, some of the stuff that's going on with our contributor day and things like that. So
the biggest thing is the people. There's such a number of people that I only see pretty much at WordCamp US.
Yeah. I feel like we need badges that say hugger or not a hugger.
That actually would be great, because some people are just not huggers. I am on the fence. There's some people that I'm like, oh yes, hug. And then there's some I'm like, no, I'm good.
I know. So we have hugger, non-hugger, and I'll let you know.
Ask me, please.
That's right. But there are certain people that I'm looking forward to some really big bear hugs. I hope I'm on your hugging team. Yes. I hope I'm okay. Okay, good. Good. Because I feel like a little awkward if I was like, went in for the hug, and you're like, I don't think so.
The best time to catch me in the hugging mood is more earlier in the morning, because later in the day, it's just, there's so much stimulants that happen at WordCamp US that mm-hmm. come about 3 or 4, like just my aura is kind of done sometimes.
It's like, I need a bigger bubble. The bigger, the more that the day goes on. It's like, if I'm standing back, it's because I need more space. Thank you very much.
There was times at WordCamp Philly 2015 that I would be down amongst the groups and be like, shaking hands and kissing babies type thing. And then I would go upstairs for about 20 minutes and just hide and listen to quiet and then come back down again.
You know, when I am at WordCamps where I feel that way and I can't find some place to kind of like sequester myself, it's like, well, there's always a ladies' room.
And then you just sit there and you're just like, oh.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay. But there's a chair and it's all mine. Absolutely. But there's always a place. There's always a way to kind of get away and put your bubble up.
One thing great WordCamp US does is they do have a quiet place for those who need it to recharge.
Because we understand that there are so many different personality types in our community, that some of us just need that space to recharge, and some people like, bring it on. I want to stand in the vendor area all day or the sponsor area all day and just like take it all in. So it just depends for sure. Awesome. You ready for my rapid fire questions?
Yes.
Okay. Cause I'm really excited about hearing your answers. So first and foremost, if you were teaching somebody to build their first website, whether it was for themselves or somebody else, what are 2 or 3 plugins that you would consider a must-have plugin, whether it's a plugin specific or a type of plugin that you'd recommend?
If you're going to do forms, stick with Gravity Forms. I've tried many of the others, and I always keep coming back to that. If you're more at the beginner level, I know a lot of people have beef with it, but when it comes to the range of everything, I'm a big supporter of Jetpack still for a lot of things, especially with this monitor and Publicize and the brute force. Big believer in that one. WordFence for security, I really like their scanner and I like how they can set up for best practices. But one thing is not every site is different for what gets put on it. I always put a Kismet on all my sites. That is one that I do. But it's more of do your due diligence in researching the plugins. Don't just put on one that hasn't been updated in 3 years and there's like 17 support questions that haven't been answered yet. Because you can always find one that does similar things but is supported.
Absolutely. And going to the WordPress plugin directory on WordPress.org gives you all that information.
Yes.
So you're able to see that. Do you use the favoriting? Do you favorite your plugins in the WordPress.org?
I think I have some, but it's been a while since I've done it or since I've looked. Now it's just more of going for them.
I use my favorites, not just for my favorites, but, oh, I want to check that out someday and I don't want to forget it. So it's in my, and then other people are like, oh, that's your favorite. I'm like, I don't know. I've never used it. It's in there.
It's in my to-do list, which is the same as my favorites list.
Right. Because if you know somebody else's WordPress.org username, you can see what their favorites are and you can see what their badges are and all that kind of stuff. So it's easy to kind of follow along. So I always tell people mine, I'm like, hey, you're welcome to see what I do. But, you know, it's not necessarily a ringing endorsement. For sure. Did you at any point in your WordPress journey have a mentor, whether that was official or non-official or just kind of somebody that took you under their wing? I mean, you already said Chris Wigman taught you a lot at the beginning.
Yeah, definitely Chris as a mentor. I learned a lot of stuff while working under Matt at Give. And I learned a lot when I worked at Valet with Kim Lapari. And Mason James. And just, I believe with every place you work, everything you do is always a growing and learning process. And so there's been a lot of hands in my success, that's for sure.
It takes a village, even if you're not a child, doesn't it? I agree. Yeah, no, there's so many people I could point to as well. But some people I have actually officially mentored, brought them under my wing and been that a kind of official person. So sometimes it's a very official kind of thing. And sometimes it's a, wow, there's so many people I have to thank. And it sounds like you are in the so many people to thank category, which is very cool. So let's take anybody out of the mix that you've already mentioned, since we know that you have an admiration for them already, and ask you, who is somebody else that you admire in the WordPress community and why? I know I just throttled you because I took all those people out of your list.
You know, one would be Topher DeRosa. Mm-hmm. He is one who just keeps going forward, has got one of the best personalities that I've met and one of the kindest hearts. And another one, which oddly enough, they're from the same town, is Brian Richards. They both are just so full of energy and life, and both of their spouses are the same way and just genuine loving people. And I enjoy their company. I enjoy watching how they've grown and watching just how they interact with people and how they are like some of the first ones to help people when questions are asked.
Yeah, those are definitely people to admire, people who are just willing to roll up their sleeves and help each other out. Yeah, I don't know Brian. I do know Topher. And the first time I ever heard of him or met him was at WordCamp, one of the Philly WordCamp USs. I don't remember which one he spoke at, about HeroPress. And I was like, what's this HeroPress thing? And to go there and watch him tell everybody's stories is just what I try to do through this podcast, too. You know, so I kind of took, he's kind of, you know, the person I looked at for how to kind of do what I'm doing here. So it's exciting when somebody can say, I want to show off everybody else, you know, and here I get to be on screen with you. So it's, but Topher just takes a back seat and lets everybody tell their story, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yes. And it's now, something with Audrey Capital or WordPress.org is going to be helping with HeroPress. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to look at that.
But it's definitely going to be growing and even more awesome. I wish I could remember what it was. But with Brian, he's the one behind WP Sessions now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love that.
Yes. And watching what he does is phenomenal.
That's awesome. I missed it this year because I had a full day of other things I needed to be. But next year I'm going to get it on the calendar and block it so that I can actually participate and pay attention and learn from everybody.
Yes.
I love that. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress that you haven't tackled yet?
More when it comes to coding for building plugins. Because I'm definitely at a lower level, but there again, I will always think I'm on a lower level when I look at like people like Pippin and Otto and just the rock star devs. But I definitely would love to level up more on that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want to actually dip my toe in it. I'm like, I know CSS, but that's not going to run a plugin. So yeah, well, that's great. I love that. That's great. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn? This is the
when I was first working on michellebutcher.com, we were, I think, moving it to a different host, and Chris, this was right after Chris moved down to Texas, was working for St. Ed's, and he told me to delete a certain file folder. And I deleted the wrong one, and all of a sudden you just see in FileZilla just the lines going like this. And Chris goes, I don't want to alarm you, but you just deleted your entire site. I was like, oh, crap.
Well, at least it was mine and not somebody else's.
But you can't really say you're in WordPress until you've completely, like, brought down, broken, or deleted a site.
I agree. And did you get it back?
Oh, yes. I still had a folder of it on my site. It was just I deleted it all off the server.
There you go. So see, you backed up, you knew what to do. But yeah, when you start watching things disappear, your heart just sinks, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But in all of my like maintenance and security talks, you will always hear me say, having a backup means nothing is ever permanent.
That's right. That's right.
I swear I should get a shirt made like that.
That sounds like a good one. Maybe a inspirational poster to put over people's desks, whatever. That's awesome. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Honestly, I always feel that way after like 85% of my talks. But the most recent and one that just really hit home for me, I did a mental health talk at WordCamp Grand Rapids. And I had at least 4 people to come up to me afterwards and thank me for my talk and say that they had certain another type of mental illness and how what I said made them feel like they are in the right professional community and that it's okay to have those mental illnesses and we are like a family. And they really never thought that they could work in a professional atmosphere with that much love around them.
Oh, I think that would be probably one of my proudest moments if somebody said that to you. So that resonates for sure. That had to feel good. Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. And I'll have to look for that talk on WordPress TV because it sounds like it was pretty inspirational.
Yeah. And what the oddest part in a way was it was a lightning talk. So it was a 10-minute talk.
Okay. I don't know how, to me, I'm impressed if you can keep anything to 10 minutes because...
You know, they were like, can you make this a lightning talk? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then like 2 days before I was talking to Kate DeRosa and I'm like, I've never done anything in 10 minutes. I don't even have quick conversations with people in 10 minutes. And she's like, oh no, you'll be fine. And I did see the person behind me going. And I just barely made it.
The first time I ever give a talk for the first time, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's never going to fill. Like usually it's 45 minutes that we have, including Q&A. And then they hold up that 5-minute sign and I'm like, but I've got 10 more slides.
I did a talk on Jetpack that it was supposed to have been a 40-minute talk, but so many people had questions and it ended up being a very interactive talk that thankfully my talk, it was then and then lunch and we ended up spending almost an hour and a half.
Wow. That's phenomenal. There are some good things to talk about for sure. It's hard to hold yourself back. And then there's every once in a while I'll finish early and I'm like, any questions? And it's like crickets. And I'm like, oh man, I hope. And that's when you're like, I hope the camera failed because I don't want this on WordPress TV.
Like you could just think.
Can I borrow that SD card for a second? If you weren't working in web, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Photography or event planning.
I can see with all of the WordCamp planning and all that kind of thing, how that would come really naturally to you as well. I don't know if I've ever seen your photographs, so I can't really comment on that, but definitely I can see you doing the event planning for sure. Later. You'll have to share some images with me. That's right. That's awesome. What's something on your bucket list?
Not go across Key West Bridge. That's for Chris Wigman. Not do it.
you and I have that in common. I am not a bridge girl.
I would like to travel out of the U.S. more. One of my biggest bucket lists would be to go to the British Isles and see Scotland and Ireland.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yeah. Very nice. Traveling is on a lot of people's bucket lists for sure. And that's kind of fun for sure.
Yeah. Experiences, that's for sure.
If you plan it and you plan it as a group activity, let me know. Cause I might go too.
It's WordCamp Dublin 2020.
Let's talk offline because we might want to make something happen. I know this really great fundraising software we could use to raise the money. It's right there. Okay.
Shameless give plug.
I see the Thrive behind you in the poster too. So we're both kind of doing the same marketing thing.
That is one of the things that our company does for every employee. They send them one of the pictures. So when it looks like you're actually in an office.
I love it. I am actually in an office. You're in your home office, right? So that's good. That's a good thing. So either show us. I love when people show us. But if you can't show us, then tell us about a hidden talent that you have that most of the people in WordPress might not know.
It would be my photography. If you go to shutterandshoot.com or Shutter and Shoot on Instagram or the Facebook page, I'm really working on getting a lot more of my photography up there. Working on actually next month, I'm going to be opening a studio that I'll be doing even more pictures with. A lot of the different WordCamps, you'll see me walking around with my camera. Like this year, WordCamp US, one of my challenges is to get a good headshot of Cami. And she's like, the only trick is you can't actually have me looking at you. You've got to catch me off guard. And so, I said challenge accepted.
That's awesome.
I love photography.
That's awesome. I don't know if you know that I am into photography as well. So we'll have to share pictures and share tips, and I'll follow you on Instagram after this as well.
And then next year, I'm actually going to a non-WordPress conference. I'm going to, in St. Louis, they're doing a big photography conference called Shutterfest.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
And I've already got my ticket and got my hotel room reserved, and I'm so excited to go.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to hear all about it. That's great. Anything else you'd like to mention or talk about before we get to the last question about how we find you?
Support your local meetups.
That's great advice. And how can you find them, Michelle?
Meetup.com. And search your local area. And if there's not one in your local area, talk to make.wordpress.org into opening one in your area.
Absolutely. And the easiest place to find them, if they're official word is right on your dashboard.
Yes.
Because they show up right on the dashboard too. Now, most of us who are in WordPress a lot, we kind of skip the dashboard. But every once in a while, I'll go look at my dashboard to find out what's going on and what WordCamps are coming up, things like that. So that's pretty cool. So how can we find you online and on social media?
I am Michelle_Butcher on Twitter, Michelle Jones on Facebook. My community blog is can'tspeakgeek.com. Of course, I already mentioned about my photography work is over at shutterandshoot.com. I am on LinkedIn as Michelle Butcher Jones, Instagram as Shutter and Shoot, and WordPress is Michelle Butcher, and WordPress.org is m_Butcher.
Very good.
With getting married 3 years ago, and I was already established in WordPress, we've been working on the slowly adding in the Jones part, but a lot of people don't know my married name, so I'm still going up by Butcher on a lot. And with Twitter, you can't really change the name, so I'm stuck with Butcher forever there.
Yeah, well, I'm going through a divorce, and I'm stuck with my married name forever. So. It's the opposite problem. But it's all good. It's all good. As long as people can find me, I'm happy.
So. Yeah, my husband, he was the one very adamant about me changing my name. And I was like, with the WordPress stuff, I'm not restarting over again of people learning who I am. I'm like, you're just going to have to deal with it.
I'll change my driver's license, but. Yeah. Exactly. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to getting the word out and seeing you for sure at WordCamp US this fall with a big hug.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sure
will. Tickets are on sale for WordCamp US.
They are. And all you have to do is go to 2019.us.wordcamp.org.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you so much. Say goodbye to your adoring fans. And look. There you go. We'll catch you online. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.